Now messing with boats can bring pleasure, while challenging DIY skill. Fitting shiny new brass parts, fixing engines that won't start, gives me satisfaction until I find I've attracted spectators who've come to critique, not to praise. Their work just involves throwing spanners, with most of them heading my way. There's always someone who knows better, who's not shy about telling me so. From faulty fuel gauges to engine oil changes, there's nothing they think they don't know. Ultra-crepid errands leave me alone. Now I don't mind advice when it's helpful, when gaps in my knowledge are clear. But gun-goozling chumps, old men with the grumps, who just stand around tut and sneer, can take a long walk on a short pier. On your bike, take a hike, go away. You're talking a load of old cobblers. That's the last thing I'm needing today. There's always someone who knows better, who's not shy about telling me so. From faulty fuel gauges to engine oil changes, there's nothing they think they don't know. Ultra-crepid errands leave me alone. I'm knocking in nails in the wrong place. The varnish I've used isn't right. You're not drilling there, I'd use round heads, not square. You're fastening that bolt far too tight. Now I'll take advice from professionals who've served their full time, learnt their trade. But I've had enough of the bluster and bluff from the know-it-all bullshit brigade. There's always someone who knows better, who's not shy about telling me so. From faulty fuel gauges to engine oil changes, there's nothing they think they don't know. Ultra-crepid errands leave me alone. Now sometimes I can accept that two brains will be better than one. But when one just objects, castigates and corrects, then this job may never get done. Not a fan of committees where members just posture and spout. It's action I need if I'm to succeed. Hot air I can well do without. There's always someone who knows better, who's not shy about telling me so. From faulty fuel gauges to engine oil changes, there's nothing they think they don't know. Ultra-crepid errands leave me alone. By now you'll have summed up this boater with patience I'm not well bestowed. Though sometimes I'm chatty, like friendly old ratty, I show aspects of badger and toad. Solitary, gruff and conceited, sesquipedantic teaching retiree, as fellow boaters I curse. Perhaps I am worse, that know-it-all just might be me. There's always someone who knows better, who's not shy about telling me so. From faulty fuel gauges to engine oil changes, there's nothing they think they don't know. Ultra-crepidarians, leave me alone. Sesquipedalians, leave me alone. Gongoozlers, leave me alone. Oh, everybody, just leave me alone.